We're going to have two readings from the Old Testament.
We're going to read from Mark's Gospel.
Psalm 2, Psalm number 2, chapter 5, and then following that, our reading from
verses
Isaiah
21 to 43:9.
Mark's Gospel, chapter 5.
The first reading is Psalm
verses 21 through to the end of the chapter,
hear God's
verse
43.
Together. Why do the nations rage?
Hear God's word.
And the people plot a vain thing. The kings of the earth.
Now, when Jesus
set
themselves
over again by boat to the other
and
side,
the rulers take counsel together.
A great
the Lord,
multitude gathered
and
to
against
him,
his anointed,
and
saying,
he was by the sea.
Let us break their bonds in pieces.
And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue
came
from us,
Jairus by name.
He who sits
when
in the
he
heavens
saw him,
shall laugh.
He fell at his feet.
The Lord shall hold them in derision.
And begged him earnestly, saying,
then he shall speak to them.
My little
and his
daughter
lies at the point of
and
death.
And distress them in his deep displeasure.
Come and lay your hands on her.
Yet I have
she
set
may
my
be healed
on
and
my
she
holy
will
hill
live
of Zion.
So Jesus went with him.
The decree.
And a great
the
multitude
said
followed
to me,
him.
And thronged
him.
You
my son. Today I
know
have
a certain
begotten
woman
you. Had a flow of blood
ask
for 12
of me,
years.
And I will give you the nations
and
for your
suffered
inheritance.
Many things from many physicians.
And the ends of the earth for your
she had spent all that she had and was
no better.
You shall break them
but rather
with a rod of
grow
iron.
Worse.
You shall dash them to pieces
when
like
she heard
a
about Jesus,
vessel.
She came behind him in the crowd
therefore,
and touched
be
his
wise,
O kings.
For she said,
be instructed.
If only
you
I may touch his
earth,
clothes,
I
shall be
Lord
made well.
With fear.
And
immediately the fountain
trembling
of her blood was dried up.
Kissed the sun.
And she felt in
angry
her body that she was healed.
And you perish in the way.
When his wrath is kindled
and Jesus,
but a little.
Immediately knowing
rest
in himself that power had gone out of him.
Who put their trust.
Turned around in
him.
The crowd and said, who touched my clothes?
He turned to
Isaiah chapter 29.
Him, you see the multitude thronging
Isaiah
around
chapter
you,
29.
And you say, who touched me?
Read the
and
whole
he
chapter
around to see her who had done
verse
this
1
thing.
Through 24.
But the woman, fearing and trembling,
Isaiah chapter 20,
knowing
9.
What had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her,
woe,
daughter
to Ariel,
your faith has made
to
you
Ariel,
well.
The city where David dwelt.
Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
Add year to year.
While
let
he was still
come around,
speaking.
Some came from
the ruler
Ariel,
of the synagogue's house,
who said,
there shall be heaviness.
Your daughter is dead.
Why
shall
trouble
be to
the
me
teacher
as
Ariel
any further?
As
I will
soon
encamp
as Jesus
against you all
heard
around,
the word that was spoken,
I will lay siege
he
said
to the
against
ruler
you
of the synagogue.
The mound, and
do
I will
not
raise
be afraid.
Siege works against you.
Only believe.
You shall be
brought down.
And he permitted no one to follow
you
him
shall speak
except
Peter,
out of the
James,
ground.
And John.
The
your
brother
speech
of James
shall be low out of the dust.
Then he came
your
to the house of the
like
ruler of the synagogue
out of the ground
and saw a tumult.
And your speech shall whisper
and those who
out
wept
of the dust
and wailed loudly.
Moreover, the multitude
when he
of
came
your
in,
foes
he said to them,
shall be like
why make
fine
this
dust?
Commotion and weep?
And the multitude of
the child is not
ones,
dead,
like chaff that
but
passes
sleeping
away. Yes,
and they ridiculed
it shall
him
be in an instant.
But when he had
suddenly
put them all outside,
he will be
he took
punished
the father
by the Lord of hosts
and the mother of the child
with thunder and earthquake
and those
and
who
great
were with
noise,
him with
and
entered
storm
where the
and
child
tempest,
was lying
and the flame of devouring fire.
And he took the child by the hand,
a multitude of all the nations who fight against
her, Kumai,
even all who
which
fight
is translated,
against her, and
little
her
girl,
fortress and distress
I say
her,
to you, arise.
Shall be as a dream of a night vision.
Immediately the girl arose and
shall
walked,
even be
for she was
as
12 years of age.
Man dreams.
And look,
and
they were overcome
he
with
eats,
great amazement.
But he awakes and his
but
soul
he commanded
is
them
still
strictly
empty,
that no one should know it.
Or as when a thirsty man
and
dreamed,
said that something should
and
be
look,
given her,
he drinks
to eat. But he awakes. Amen.
And
we,
indeed he is fed.
Thank God for
and his soul
lovely
still
passage
craves
from the word of God.
So the multitude of all the nations shall
come
be
to God again in prayer.
To fight against Mount Zion.
You turn back to
Mark's Gospel.
Pause and wonder. Blind yourselves and be blind.
And the passage we read.
They are drunk, but not with
Mark's
wine.
Gospel, chapter 5.
They stagger,
and
but not with intoxicating drink.
From verse 21 through to 43.
For the Lord has poured out on you,
you see,
the
in
spirit
this,
of deep sleep.
Passage that two
has closed your
miracles
eyes,
are brought before us.
The prophets.
And he has miracles covered your head,
which namely the
deeply
seers.
Impacted the lives of those
the
who were involved.
Has become to you like the
indeed,
words of a book.
Their lives were never the same again.
Which men deliver to one who is
encounter with
saying,
Jesus Christ.
Read this, please.
The first person says, we're introduced to
I
in
cannot,
the passage is Jairus.
But it
and
is
you notice he's a religious
the book
man.
Is delivered to one who is illiterate.
He's one of the
saying,
rulers of
read
the local
this,
synagogue.
We
and he
are
says, told at verse 22.
I am not literate.
But he's also
Therefore,
a man
the
who...
Says,
Inasmuch
as these people
in deep waters draw near with their
in
mouths
deep trouble,
and honour me with their
trials
lips,
and
but have removed their hearts far from me,
come the
and
way
fear
of all people,
me is taught by the
Christians
commandment
and
non-Christians.
Of men.
Maybe
therefore,
you're in the midst of some
behold,
great trial this evening.
I will again do a marvellous work among the people.
Well,
a marvellous
Jairus
work
was a man
and they wonder.
In the midst of a great
the wisdom
trial.
Of their wise men shall perish.
He had...
the understanding
problem.
Of their prudent men shall be hidden.
Dilemma.
Woe to those
his daughter
who seek deep to hide their counsel
little daughter
far from
is
the
very
Lord.
Sick.
And their works are in the dark.
No doubt this
they
man
say,
Jairus had played for,
who sees
prayed
us?
For her recovery.
And who knows
being
us?
Being a ruler of the local synagogue.
Surely you have things turned around.
He'd sought God in
shall
prayer.
Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay?
But instead of his daughter getting
thing
better.
Made, say of him who made it.
She had deteriorated.
He did not make me.
She was
shall the
bravely
thing
ill.
Say of him who formed it, he has no understanding.
And this man, Jairus,
is it
he
not
hears
yes,
that
very
Jesus
little,
is in the area?
Wow, till Lebanon shall be turned into a fruit.
No doubt,
field,
having heard
and
that
the
he'd healed others,
will be esteemed as a forest.
He
in that
decides
day,
to go
shall hear
and
the
to
words
with
of
Jesus
the
to heal his daughter.
And the eyes of the blind shall see.
And
out
you
of
notice
obscurity
he comes and
out
he
of
literally
darkness.
Falls at the feet.
The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord. And the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One.
Fell at his feet,
pleading
with him.
Begged him earnestly.
The terrible one is brought to nothing.
Saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death.
All
who watch for
iniquity
are cut off.
That she may be healed.
Who make a man an offender by a word.
Will live.
And lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate.
Clearly pinning
turn aside the just by empty words.
Jesus Christ.
Therefore, thus says the Lord.
What we find in the narrative,
the redeemed
is that before
Abraham,
Jesus reaches the house of Jairus,
Jacob,
some messengers
Jacob
come from the house
now
with
be ashamed,
some tragic news.
Nor shall his face now grow pale.
I guess that any
when he sees his children,
parent would
work of my hands in his midst, they will
his
hallow my
little
name,
daughter has died.
And hallow the Holy One of Jacob.
Your daughter is dead,
and
they
fear
say.
Fear the God of Israel.
Verse 35.
Those
why
also who
trouble the
in
teacher and
will come to understand them. And those who complain will learn.
What a devastating blow
doctrine.
To Jairus.
Amen. And we
you can
thank God for his
position
word and pray he would,
particularly if you're a parent,
grant
how
us
his
aid
must
if we
have
seek
sunk.
To look into it a little later.
He had believed that Christ
so
could heal his sick daughter.
Come to God in prayer. Let's.
But here okay. was a great trial to that belief,
his
to his faith, because his daughter was now dead. Surely now all hope
what
was
if you
lost.
Turn back to...
You notice in
Isaiah,
the narrative also
29.
That between the departure of Jesus and his arrival at Jairus' house,
29.
Something else had happened. A woman with a flow of blood.
Just a reminder of...
What
woman
we looked
who
at
last week in the previous chapter,
bleeding.
That was
chapter 28,
draining her of her life.
You,
she had been
may
healed
remember
by Jesus.
That in chapter 28,
healed
in a moment.
Isaiah has spoken of the judgment
that was,
I believe, God ordered
upon
that way.
Samaria.
He ordered all things.
Verse 1, you remember the crown of pride.
A woman here with a
crown
of living death,
northern kingdom,
that is,
of
Ephraim,
is healed.
So the judgment
Jairus
that was coming upon them was in turn
may be
a warning
them.
Also to Judah, to Jerusalem,
healing
the southern kingdom. We read at verse 7 of chapter 28,
Jairus
they also have erred. So they too needed to hear God's word,
verse 36,
repent and to turn
back. Do not be afraid
to their God.
Only believe
and to trust in the Lord.
Those words that Jesus spoke
were told in that chapter that the Lord their God is a tried and tested stone.
By that which Jairus had just witnessed.
He's the cornerstone, verse 16. He's the only sure foundation for them. As
so we see, by blessing one individual,
turn back to him.
The Lord Jesus greatly strengthened the faith.
You remember in the closing verses of chapter 28 and verses 23 to 29.
It's often like that, isn't it?
God calls them to listen
like that in elder.
To his voice.
Verse 23, when the Lord blesses one person,
hear my voice.
It's often the means of blessing another.
My speech, says the Lord.
Grace and mercy shown to one individual.
The parable that follows there at the end of that chapter.
Flows down to the blessing of many more.
God assures them that unless they do hear his voice,
the salvation of one,
he was going to do
to the salvation
of another.
Work.
Verse 21, as it is in the AV.
Or an awesome work as it is in the brought before us here in Mark's Gospel.
I can assure you this
work,
evening,
awesome work,
that her healing has led to the healing of
many more
Assyria
people
to fight against his own.
Indeed,
people.
One could almost say innumerable people.
So this final parable is
you
teaching us
to me, well,
just
how do you know that?
The farmer knows exactly what tools to use.
How many sermons, I wonder, down through the centuries.
So the Lord knows exactly how to work among his people to purify them and to
how many
fearful, timid
so people that they might be spiritual,
so that they might be
aware
fruitful.
Of their sinfulness, thinking there's no hope for them.
That brings us to chapter
29.
Taking
encouragement from her example,
where we are this morning,
stepping out in faith.
We're going to look
Christ
at the chapter under
faith.
Three broad divisions.
Like this woman,
I won't call them headings; they're really just broad divisions. First of all, in verses 1 to 8,
in the words of a
we learn that God
hymn.
Is about to humble
chorus.
Jerusalem.
He touched me.
But not just Jerusalem, he's also going to humble all the nations
whole.
That oppress her.
It's verses 1
there must
to 8.
Be multitudes. Then in verses 9
Another
to 16, we're
says,
going to be given
his
the reasons why.
Its ancient power.
Why was the Lord about
no
to
word
humble
from him
is
can
he
for.
Fruitless for. And finally,
and
in
if
verses
you,
17 through 24,
like this woman tonight, come into contact with Jesus
learn
Christ.
Of God's purpose,
his
you
grand design,
can,
if you will.
Just touch the extremity
he's
of
going
his
to transform
person.
His people.
You will
There's
be healed.
To be a wonderful work of
healed
restoration
spiritually. You will be
in
saved.
The days to come.
That is what this
Those
woman
are the
believed.
Three broad
verse 28
notice. For she said,
it's not the easiest chapter
if
to
only
divide.
I may touch his clothes,
that's the best that
I shall
I could come
be
up with.
Made
well.
So we begin then with verses
See
1
the
to 8.
Faith
God,
there in those words.
Humbling of Jerusalem.
If I can just.
You'll notice it's not. Immediately
clothes,
clear
in the very extremity of his
that
person,
it is Jerusalem,
his glorious
Isaiah,
person,
as in
I will be
when you
made
begin reading
well.
This verse.
She had no doubts about it.
Jerusalem, by
you notice that
she doesn't say
Ariel.
I may be made well.
Woe to
I might become
Ariel.
Well,
to Ariel.
Or I hope to be made well. Well, there's a possibility
well,
I might be
Jerusalem,
made well.
That
she Isaiah
says,
is
I shall
addressing is in
be
no
made
doubt,
well. Of course, because he continues to say. The city where David
dwelt.
Dear
friend, if you touch Christ
so
by faith this evening,
sure it is
you shall be made well.
His sight here.
You shall.
But of course, the big question
says,
why does Isaiah call for Jerusalem
and
you
will
have eternal life?
But you must
the
believe.
Only times that Jerusalim is called
you
by this
believe,
symbolic
earnestly
name
earnestly seek him
are the four occasions recorded in the
see
chapter.
Your need.
Of course,
one, as this woman saw
verse
her
two,
knee.
Twice, I think, in verse
of
7.
Christ.
So you'll not find this title given
Lord Jesus
to
Jerusalem
has already said in
anywhere else
Mark's Gospel,
in the Bible,
chapter 2 and verse 17.
But
these
what
words,
is the significance of this?
He said, those
name.
Who are well have no need of a physician.
You might have a note,
some of you,
those
in the margins of your Bibles,
who are sick,
which says that Ariel
well,
means lion.
If this poor woman
God,
knew anything,
she knew that she was sick.
Of God.
It's interesting.
She knew it.
We know
every day of a lion was
she knew
a symbol of Assyria.
Her life was literally
British Museum,
because of the problems
in
her release,
draining away from
lion
her.
Associated with Assyria.
Her strength was ebbing away.
Jerusalem, of course, was the stronghold of God's people.
She had to struggle to arise from
a
bedding
fortified
day.
City.
It
which
was a battle just to
her
keep
enemies.
Going.
And it may be here that the
but
Lord is saying to Jerusalem,
debilitating
illness.
Oh,
you're the
line
of God.
Oh,
up to now,
she showed great courage.
Repulsed, as it were, all of your enemies.
She did not give up.
You will yet
he did
be
not say
down.
In despair.
This verse 4.
Well, there's no
you
cure for my illness.
Brought down, he says. So it's clear that
verse
the,
25 and 26
the proud city that's going to be
long years
humbled.
She has sought a cure.
That's one thought. This
is a long time
about Ariel and what it means.
But there is another.
Mark tells us of verse 26. She has suffered just many things during that time.
I hope not to confuse us, but I hope
for
to help us.
Different physicians.
The exact meaning of this
she
word Ariel
that she had
is not clear.
And was no
not
better.
Even amongst those who are Hebrew scholars.
But rather grew worse.
And there's another school of thought among Bible scholars which tell us that the
Luke,
word
in his account of this miracle underlines this when he says
alter
she could
half.
Not be healed by any.
And they direct us
Luke 8, verse 43.
To Ezekiel in chapter 43, verse 15.
But Luke, the physician, Dr. Luke, he underlines for us the desperate condition.
Virtually identical word.
Her condition was incurable
in
those days.
The altar hearth. I think it's just the altar in the AV.
Medicine, in many ways, was still in its
infancy. There in Ezekiel,
some of the remedies were worse than
the disease
of God.
Itself.
The
altar hearth
suffered many
was
things.
The flat surface of the altar.
But this woman,
which a fire was lit to consume the sacrifices,
seeking a cure until finally her money ran out.
It was the
at the end of all that
focal point,
12 years
will,
of
then,
seeking
of his people's,
12 years
God's people's
of using up all
to
her
God.
Wherewithal, her finances. She was no better,
now,
but rather
previously,
grew worse.
The Lord God had told Moses
she did all that she could.
She after the
round,
end of the promised land,
every remedy she could.
In the place,
but it was all to no avail.
He would choose to put his name.
She grew worse.
There, the people were to offer sacrifices.
By the time this woman decided,
in the book of Deuteronomy,
from Jesus,
chapter 12,
she was
verses
bankrupt.
5 and 6, and he says this:
she not only lost her health
to Moses, but you shall seek the place.
She lost her wealth
where the Lord your God chooses, out of all your
and
tribes,
somebody else as well,
to put his name for his dwelling place.
Don't immediately see as
and
we
there
read through
you
the
shall
text.
Go.
Because
there
of the nature of her illness,
you shall take your burnt offerings.
She would have lost
sacrifice.
Her standing in society.
And it appears here in Isaiah 29,
Old Testament law,
when the Lord God
meant that
Isaiah,
she would have been
says, woe to Ariel,
ceremonially unclean.
Ariel. That God is reminding,
and she would have been unable to join others in the worship of God.
His people, therefore, that the living God dwelt among them.
She had tried many physicians.
And also, of course, by mentioning
now,
the altar hearth,
in her
that
absolute
they worship
extremity,
a holy God.
She seeks Christ.
And that sinners could only approach
it's
him
a by
great
substitutionary
day, you know.
Sacrifice. It's a wonderful day when
by the altar,
the Spirit of God.
And that was where their trust should
draws
be
people
in
who have been
one
seeking
true
for years
the living God
to Jesus Christ.
Because, as the Lord had told Moses, that was where
it's
God
a great day when they
the
finally realized.
That they are
and nowhere else
spiritually,
not in any other nation.
That
there's nothing to offer
place.
God.
And because of that,
and it's a great day when we realize that though there are many physicians in
routine,
this world, many teachers, many religious leaders in this world,
God who had
many who
redeemed them from Egypt and brought
and
them
offered
into
joy
the promised land
and peace and contentment,
is not going to be satisfied.
Yet there is only one
just,
great physician.
Outward religiosity.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
Giving the Lord their God just lip service.
He's the only
he mentions
Savior.
At verse 13.
And it's a great day when
not
we
enough.
Come to an end of ourselves.
Formal worship.
And cast
not
ourselves upon Christ alone.
And I think
for salvation.
That is what is meant by the remainder of verse 1.
This woman
when
heard
these
about
words,
Jesus.
Add year to year. Let feasts
when she
come
hears
around.
About Jesus, what does
Notice
she do?
That.
She
resolves
cycle
to
the
come
Lord
into contact
this.
With him.
Religious routine,
to resolve to
keeping the religious
and it
feast.
Appears more we can
religiously,
tell,
we might say,
she did this straight away.
These festivals
at the first opportunity,
routine of keeping up
had.
The appearances.
Why did she do that?
Well, being God's people,
because she saw her,
when their hearts
need.
Were not engaged.
She saw
when their
her
trust was
need.
Not truly in their God.
She understood
was not
the gravity
to
of her position. Soon. She would not be able to touch him because
the inhabitants of Jerusalem,
God's people, have forgotten that
so
Jerusalem
she summons up her
was
strength,
God's altar hearth.
And she came
fearfully
with where they worshipped,
the
trembling
God.
At the audacity
of a holy God
of her action.
But now,
although
neither
she was unclean,
trembled,
although
she
was ceremonially defiled,
Their worship was just an empty ritual.
Although she shouldn't meet with God's people for worship, she was going to touch Christ.
Verse 2.
Despite their regular religious duties, we read,
yet I will distress
Ariel.
There shall be heaviness and sorrow.
It may be.
And it shall be to me
as you do have heard of Jesus Christ.
It may be.
God mean.
But you know various things about Jesus Christ.
It shall be to me as.
But it may also be that you have never touched him in faith.
I think, taking that second interpretation of the
word
Ariel,
with that determination.
God is saying it will be
this altar hearth.
The place
where
the
fire of God burns.
The city will become like an altar.
Strive.
Their formal worship, their religious routine,
was
going to be burnt.
Narrow gate. In other words,
verse 2, yet I will distress.
Push your way through the crowds.
The fire
of God's judgment
is going to fall on
Jerusalem. All those things.
And the whole city will be like a
vast
altar hearth.
And touch Jesus.
Then in verses 3 through to 8, we're given further
details
of how the Lord would
you will be humble.
His
people will be forgiven.
And then we're told he will also humble those who oppress them
immediately.
As for Jerusalem,
something else here in this narrative,
the formal empty religion was going to be brought to an end.
Look at verse 3.
I will encamp against you all around.
You notice,
I will lay siege against you.
She does not take Jesus by surprise.
And I will raise siege works against you.
You shall be brought down.
And if you come to Christ,
you shall speak.
You will not be taken by surprise either.
God would do this.
Salvation,
he would use other nations to
do it. The woman has faith.
He would humble the proud boasts.
He was
God's strange.
Notice verse 30.
And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself,
we know,
that power
in Bible history
had gone out of him.
That Assyria
turned around in the
through
crowd
Judah
and said,
in 701
Who
BC.
Who touched me?
We know they laid siege to Jerusalem.
The disciples
raised those mounds against Jerusalem.
Statement
and
of
almost
Christ.
Took Jerusalem.
What on earth did Jesus mean?
But you remember
Who
the Lord
me?
Intervened and defeated
Seeing the
Assyria.
Vast multitudes that were crowding round him.
Now,
and they say at verse 31,
Judah,
you notice,
after that
you
warning,
see the multitude thronging you.
Should have returned to
and
the
you
Lord.
Say, Who touched me?
And there were great movements in that direction.
King Hezekiah.
It was not that he
did
much
know.
To reform the worship in the land.
Because he also says at verse 32.
But following his death,
he looked around to see
the people returned
who had
to
done
their old idolatrous and sinful ways. And in 586 BC,
Jesus knows
God
those
the
who
Babylonians
faith.
Who conquered Jerusalem and destroyed
He's the
it.
One who grants the faith.
And took thousands of Jews into captivity.
He knows this evening if anyone listening
and the
to
city
this message
was like
is
an
going
altar
to touch
hearth.
Him in faith.
Many were sacrificed.
If anyone in
at the
their hearts
hands
is going to truly believe in Christ.
And yet,
although
this
woman did
was
not
so,
just touch
the Lord
Christ
did not forsake
the extremity
his people.
Of her finger physically.
We see that in verses
he touched
5
him
to
in
8.
Faith.
By the way,
and
it's worth
Jesus
just mentioning again here.
But he also knew.
We've seen before as we work through Isaiah.
Required.
God is no bystander in the affairs of
something
men and
that would
nations.
Make her healing. A salvation
He's
if you
a
will
sovereign complete. Lord who rules over all.
She believed in her heart.
Remember the Apostle
it's ever been the case
Romans 10:9
that the God of this world has sought to
but
be rid of God and rid of his
him with
people.
Her mouth.
It's not just
and both
Old
are required.
Testament, this is not just Assyria and Babylon of old.
Both are the required.
If you can
the Lord assures
your mouth
his people
believe in your heart.
But although they would be heavily afflicted.
The Apostle. In Christ,
their foes,
raised from the dead.
Indeed, none of their oppressors
would ultimately try.
So, in order to bring about this confession,
Jesus,
verse 5,
turns toward the crowd and says, Who,
moreover, the multitude of your foes shall be like fine dust.
And then the woman comes,
and the multitude of the terrible ones,
and trembling,
verse 33,
that passes
going away
what had happened to her.
And you find
she knew she'd
a little later in these verses the plans
wonderful?
Of those who opposed
knowing what had happened
Judah,
to her, she came
her
and fell down before him.
That describes
she told
you
him the
verse 8
truth.
As being like the dream of a hungry man.
That's what we need to do when we come to God.
Tell
a
him
hungry
the whole
man
truth,
may dream.
Keep anything back.
He may dream
he
that he's eating and drinking in his sleep.
And he's
but
full
when
of
he
mercy.
Wakes up, of course, he realizes it is.
Just see, left to herself, this woman would have slipped away
still
quietly
hungry.
Unnoticed.
He's still thirsty. She'd have tried to keep her healing secret.
So God is saying, with those who seek to devour his people,
her particular illness being ceremony,
in their hostility
defiled,
towards God, who in their hearts,
as I say, she shouldn't have been even in a public place,
and scheme and long for
she
his demise and the demise of his people. Their
especially
schemes,
the Lord Jesus
just like
Christ.
The dreams of the hungry or the thirsty
she had,
man,
are going to come to
me,
nothing,
says Jesus. And she, in fear and trembling, comes forward.
There have been numerous dreamers,
no doubt,
in
expecting
of the
words
world.
Of censure.
People who dream,
no doubt, expecting a reboot.
One day, be rid of Christianity.
That's what she would have received from the religious leaders of the day.
What are you doing out here?
The French,
in that condition.
Philosopher. At the time of the Enlightenment,
but what she receives
Voltaire,
from the Lord is not a reboot.
He stated on one occasion,
but a benediction.
By the early 19th century,
a blessing.
The Bible would have
daughter,
passed. He
your
says,
faith
into
has
the
made
limbo
well.
A forgotten literature.
Go.
That was his
peace.
Dream, but it was just a dream.
If you're
because
a secret
fact, what
disciple,
happened was the Enlightenment was followed.
Jesus
by
urges
the greatest
you to
awakening
come out into the open
since the time of. The Reformation, in the 18th century.
And know his awakened. Benediction on your life.
And there's a great ingathering of people.
The blessing that comes from owning
the kingdom.
Publicly.
Give
as regards God
the
glory,
word of God, the Bible,
if you're his, if
to my knowledge,
you.
It's still the world's bestseller.
And keep it to yourself.
I don't know if
well,
you can
that's
trust Wikipedia.
Woman. Have we started by talking about
be
Jairus?
Be careful with Wikipedia.
And he comes back into the narrative now. So at this point you see that Jairus
in the world's
received
history.
News that his daughter is dead, verse 35.
Voltaire's dream was just that.
And so the woman dream. With this debilitating disease that had
so
dogged
too,
her life for 12 years
has healed has been the dream of communism.
But Jairus' daughter,
Christianity,
Luke tells us in his gospel, was about 12 years of age and died.
I read this week that in China, again,
and Jesus says,
the numbers may not be correct, but it's certainly a large number. It says there are
do
14,
not be afraid.
Million Christians. I think that covers
only
every
breathe.
Shade that there is, but nevertheless, there are a great
do
number
not
of
be
Christians
afraid.
In China,
only
despite all the dreams breathe. Of its leaders to
and
eradicate
Jesus keeps walking towards the home of Jairus.
By repression, by
do not be afraid.
Re-education, by brainwashing,
only
it's still
breathe.
Going on.
I tell you,
but God's kingdom
friends,
increases.
If you're not a Christian, this is the Saviour you need.
The blood of the martyrs is the seed. Of the church.
This is the Savior you need. Any other religious
any
leader,
dream.
Prophet, guru,
may
would have
to
shaken hands
God.
With Jairus at this point.
Because I haven't mentioned Hitler.
Would have given some parting words of consolation to him.
Evil schemes.
I'm very sorry, dear man, but I can do nothing now.
Which were brought to nothing. And today God's
there's nothing I can do.
Homeland.
If this woman hadn't hindered me on the way to your house,
God's
and there may have been some
horses will. Prevail.
But it's too late.
That's why I read from Psalm 2 earlier. The nations
well,
may rage. The people plot a vain thing.
Some such words would have
the kings
been
of the
said.
Earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together
the point.
Against the Lord.
This is no mere
and against his anointed
leader.
Against
teacher.
The Christ. Against
this
the Messiah.
Is the Son
saying,
of
let
God.
Us break their bonds in pieces and cast away.
He's
their
about to perform
us.
A wonderful
they will
miracle.
Not succeed.
Not some cheap
he who sits
trick.
In the heavens shall laugh.
He's going to breathe life into the dead.
The Lord shall have them in derision, it says.
A lot of people are frightened of dying.
Murdoch Campbell in his little book From Grace to Glory says on those verses,
death always has
well,
the last
might
word.
A million midges seek to put out the light of the sun.
It does in this world.
Has to overthrow
those
God's
who die
purposes
and beyond
for
hope.
His people.
Such Jesus is the King of life.
Are just dreams.
He's
they're
the
absolutely
hope
futile.
Of the
all hopeless. The attempts of the ungodly to dethrone the sovereign Lord.
And I imagine here the messengers are no doubt remonstrating. Oh, this is a waste of time.
God chastises his own.
And the mourners
seeing,
by now that
are
gathered at Jairus' house.
But he will not crush them.
They definitely think it's a waste of time.
And here in Isaiah's day, coming back to our chapter.
In fact, they laugh
back
in
to
the
days,
face.
The days
of Jesus.
Spoken of there. Assyria imagined
the
they would overrun
the God
and secure a mighty
when
victory.
He says this
over
child
Hezekiah
is not dead.
And the remnant of Jews in
why make all this commotion and weep?
But the angel of the Lord went out.
He's sleeping.
Killed
95,000. and the camp
these people laughed.
Of the Assyrians.
They ridiculed him.
Verse 36. Verse 40, they ridiculed him. There's a lesson for,
and you know, anyone
that is exactly
listening
to this message
do today, isn't it?
Who is fighting against God.
That's what the comedians do today
in their hearts.
That's what the comics do today.
Opposing God.
And it's,
that's what so many
a solemn lesson, isn't it?
They ridicule Jesus Christ.
You will not prevail.
They deny him.
He's not
you
the
will
Son
not
of God.
Prevail. You cannot prevail against the
He's
Almighty.
The great I am
that
he claimed to be.
To you,
He's not
God
the Creator. He's not the Saviour
of
sinners. He's not the Lord of glory,
and
they say to
the
us.
Lord.
Don't you believe it?
It may
and they
seem
mock and they laugh and they
Christianity is on the decline.
In their eyes, are foolish enough to believe these
the
things.
The battle
today.
May appear to be lost, but God has won the war.
But like those gathered
and
at
that
this
will be made
funeral
evident
wake,
at the return of the great commander, of the Lord Jesus Christ,
when he comes to judge all nations.
And furthermore, I have
to
tell
Isaiah,
you this evening,
we come to verses 9
to
16,
no answers.
Which I said, give us the reason why the Lord was going to chastise his people.
No answers to the real questions of life.
And in verses 9 through 12 here, you notice God
faced
reveals
by death,
first their spiritual blindness.
They say, that's the end.
And
it's the end.
He tells us that unbelief,
ultimately,
that's what lies behind this, of course.
You're an evolutionist of a meaningless
has rendered
existence.
Both the educated,
the literate
pointless
people,
life.
Verse 11, blind to God's word.
That is all that atheistic
say,
humanism can
I
say.
Cannot read,
he says,
in the face of death.
It is sealed.
But dear friend, the Son
not
of
just
God
the literate,
says to you,
those who should know,
as
the
he did
illiterate,
Jairus,
they simply cannot read.
Only believe.
How can I be expected to read?
Not just believe anything.
I can't read.
Only believe in me.
So what we're being told here is that none could
only
discern
in
the
me.
Word of the Lord through his prophet.
Not believing fairy tales.
The prophecy is like
folklore,
a sealed scroll.
Jewish legend. Believe in me.
What has happened?
And I will take you through the trials of life.
Verse 10.
The Lord
I will even
has
take you through death itself.
On you a spirit of deep sleep.
Remember how we saw recently
eyes.
In Revelation how he said to the Apostle John there on the island of Patmos,
this is where
I have the keys.
This is where
of Hades,
disobedience
and of death
brings the people.
I am the first and the last.
And I was reading this.
I am the last.
You also, the verse that came to my mind in the New Testament was Romans
she
1
sleeps,
verse 28.
Says Jesus to these mourners.
Well-known verse.
Their response
the
to his
says,
words is to fall around laughing.
Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge.
God
it's
gave them over
isn't it?
To a debased
one
mind
minute,
or a reprobate mind.
There's tears and
to do those things which are not fitting.
All
because
those
things
dead.
We see going on in society.
And the next moment, because Jesus spoke
today.
These words, there's derisive laughter.
Here's a deep sleep.
And it's a deep
unbelief.
Sleep in which people
they ridicule Christ.
Imagine.
They've been around long enough to recognize
but
a
God
dead body
there.
When they see one.
And because God is not there,
notice here,
and
Jesus puts
no
all
God.
The cynics out,
there is no judgment.
He puts the unbelievers out
so
of the house.
Engage in every sin imaginable.
Taking the father
as
and
I
the
say,
mother,
that's what we see,
all around
and his
the
disciples,
city.
To where the child was lying.
But it can happen among those who profess
the child by
God's
the hand.
People. The Lord says in verse 13, notice, inasmuch as these
people, it's a lovely picture.
Draw near with their mouths and honour me with
here's
their lips.
A dead 12-year-old girl.
And remove their hearts far from me.
And holding her
therefore,
hand,
behold,
is the only person in the world
again
who can
do a marvellous
help.
Work among this people.
Notice,
the only
God
one
say my people there.
Jesus Christ.
They were his people.
But he calls
the Son
them
of God
these people.
And he says to her, Talitha,
Kumai.
What has happened? Well,
which is translated,
little girl,
unbelief,
arise. Lukewarmness.
And we read, immediately the girl arose and walked.
That's what's going on.
And it is an affront to God.
I don't know your age.
He disowns it.
You may be 12, you may be younger, you may be older listening to this.
Many of you will know that the Lord Jesus Christ quoted
there are
this
many
verse
things in this world for which
the Pharisees
live.
In Matthew chapter 15,
live our brief lives
when he was exposing their hypocrisy.
Some live them for our families.
Remember how the scribes and the Pharisees,
wrong.
They continued with the hypocritical worship of their forefathers.
That's definitely
they
wrong.
Were meticulous in the outward observance.
You can live to amass wealth.
Drawing
you can
near
live for your
with
hobbies.
Their mouths.
You can live in order to promote your health.
God.
Many
in vain they worship me, says the Lord.
But one day you will die.
8 and 9.
You see, lukewarmness is nauseating to God.
And I have to tell you,
unreality,
there is nothing
worship,
in this world,
religious routine
that can take the place
is
of
an
Jesus
affront
Christ
to his holy name. There is no substitute.
Remember how
knowing the Son is in Christ and glorified Christ says to the Church of Laodicea, he who said,
Revelation 3:16,
I am the
resurrection.
You are neither hot
and the life
nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
And there's no substitute
for knowing a work of God, a work
of
Jesus Christ in your heart, in your life,
judgment, his discipline upon his people here.
There may be substitutes for other things in life.
It was worldly wisdom,
verses 14 and 16.
This was another reason
Jesus
for
Christ.
God's impending judgment upon them.
Little girl.
What lies behind these words in 14 to 16 was the danger that Judah faced of making alliances with foreign nations.
Friends, do you see what this says about
Jesus? In that context, you'll notice in the next chapter,
it tells us that the realm
alliances
of sin
with Egypt
and death is subject
were being
to
made
sway.
Behind the scenes.
He's the king of death.
This is what was in their minds. They claimed to be serving God, yet at the same time they were making alliances with Egypt.
I'm sure many of you know the great
this
Welsh
was their
hymn.
Secret plan.
I know how does guide me.
But it was not
great
secret to God, of course.
Verse 15. Woe to those who seek
remember the title
to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark.
Jesus.
And they
death
say,
and death
who
and
sees us?
Destruction.
So here are these people.
That's Jesus.
Thinking they could dispense with their God.
That's the Jesus who Christians worship.
With their creator. That they know better than God.
Is he your saviour?
That their plans are better than God.
Is he your Lord?
And that God does not know their secret plans.
You may be 12 years old, you may be younger, you may be older.
Isaiah exclaims, verse 16, surely you turned
I was 22 years old when Jesus
saying,
Christ met
this
with me.
This is all back to front. It's ludicrous.
That you may meet him tonight. However old
man's
you are.
Wisdom, worldly wisdom, is no match for the
for
knowledge
lives
of an omniscient God.
He says to you,
these plans that you're making, these alliances
believe
that are being made in secret, as if God cannot see.
Only believe.
Well, all the time they maintain this outward show of allegiance to their
some
God.
Some of you will have heard of Campbell Morgan.
It was an absolute abomination to God.
He was the minister of Westminster Chapel.
They had forgotten.
Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones becoming the minister of
they had forgotten that they were the clay.
And he preached a sermon on this passage.
God was the potter.
In the course of the sermon, he relates
a thing
an incident from his life.
Formed it,
which is very
no
moving. I'm just going to share it with you. These are his own words, not mine.
Perverted is such thinking.
He says, I remember a time,
used to be
about 40 years ago, when my own first lassie
in a deep sleep
lay at the point of death, I called for Jesus.
God
then
is not in all their thoughts.
And he came.
He surely said to our troubled
outward
hearts,
it's just
fear
an empty
not
shell, it's a pretense.
Only believe.
And then he
remember
says,
in Paul's
he did not say,
second letter to Timothy,
she shall be made whole.
He speaks of those in 2 Timothy, is it chapter 3 and
she
verse 5.
She was not made whole.
He says,
who were in the church at that
pain
time, who, he says, having a form of
he passed away to the life beyond,
but denying its power.
He did say to her,
they have religion without
Kumai
reality.
Little girl, arise.
They have the form,
but in her case,
without the dynamis.
He did not mean stay
power
on the earth.
There's no spiritual dynamite
level
in their lives.
He meant that he needed her.
There's no
and he took her to himself.
Real love for God, because
she has
no
been with him
heart
all these years. As we measure time.
Yet they were within the churches of Paul's day.
And I have missed her every day.
And they claim to be Christians. They claim to know Christ.
But his word.
But in reality.
Only believe.
In their hearts they were lovers of pleasure.
Has been the strength
as the
of all the passing
in the
years.
Verse there in 2 Peter. Rather than lovers of God.
Dear friends.
And he says.
He does all things well.
Does Jesus.
And we might ask.
All things.
Well, are there such people in our churches today?
God could have healed Campbell Morgan's daughter,
even though were in decline.
He was able, of course.
Are there such people in our churches today? People who attend church regularly? People who
but
are
he is also
orthodox, correct,
adequate
in their
to
beliefs.
Sustain and keep
and yet his heart so who cold
on him.
People who deep
who
down
trust
their
him.
Trust is not really
through all the trials of life. Praise his name.
Well, undoubtedly there are.
And one day we will see.
There are still those we will see,
like things people they truly
seek to hide their counsel, their inner thoughts and plans from the Lord.
Don't go through life
spiritual
wasting time seeking dreams.
They're in a kind of spiritual
running
stupor.
From one substitute to another.
They are people with a form
but
of God,
never trusting him.
And they've always been
the
among those people. And if you are such a one, God
the
says to you,
glorious
people of old here,
personal embodiment
woe to you
of the way, the truth, and the life.
Woe to you,
Jesus Christ.
He sees.
Come
he
to
knows.
Him. Come
Don't
as a sinner
has no understanding
to the only Saviour.
Because he has.
And come this evening.
Perfect understanding.
He knows.
Because he is the way.
So be warned.
He is the truth.
Even as Jerusalem and Judah.
And he is the life.
He's warned here. Cynics can laugh.
So we might ask ourselves in the light of that. Unbelievers can
mock
and pour scorn.
But Jesus Christ,
is there no hope?
Is the Saviour?
Is there no hope for
Israel of old?
For Judah, for Jerusalem, who had departed
only
from God.
Jesus.
And yet who still outwardly
only
owned his name.
He says it to you
where there was.
No matter what your circumstances are,
he says it to me.
Us to verses
Trust
17
in me.
To 24.
Cast yourselves upon me.
Where we read of God's grand design.
When you do that,
he's going to transform his people.
There's going to be
him writer
a
says,
day of restoration.
Hearken to his invitation.
To the music of God's
grace.
We're told that a deep and a profound change is going to take place.
Fill your soul
in their hearts.
And love embrace.
Verse 17.
Only
is it not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall be turned into
May
a
these two miracles field, which
be esteemed
Jesus did so long ago.
Be blessed
What's
of God
all about
salvation of someone.
Lebanon at that time was a mountainous and a wild country.
And God is saying,
you cannot save yourself,
like
my friend.
Field.
What does this
Any
mean?
More than the woman with a flow of blood could make herself whole.
Wasteless.
Or any more
land,
than Jairus' daughter.
Wasteland, as it were, becoming.
Could have raised herself from the dead.
Flourishing garden.
You need
a mighty forest,
grace,
he says,
in your life.
What is going to happen to bring this about?
You need
in the
to
mind
Jesus Christ
of his people.
And the word
well,
of God
verse
says,
18
please,
tells us,
on the Lord Jesus Christ.
In that day, he says,
and you shall.
The deaf shall hear the words
saved.
Of the book.
As surely as
the
that
eyes of the blind
will be
shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Will be saved.
It's going to be
Let's pray together.
A great reversal. A great change. A day of restoration.
Our Father, we thank you tonight for
it will be a day of
the gospel
spiritual
message.
Illumination.
It's old but ever new.
For those who at present would
thank you, Lord, that these
the
glorious
word,
truths
through his servant, they would hear.
Have life-giving power.
The deaf shall hear.
They emanate from the living God.
What is more,
they are the word
18,
of
the
living
eyes
God.
Of the blind
shall
they are words
see.
Of life. So,
and we do
that
pray, Lord, this
sleep,
evening that the Holy Spirit himself would take
inability
up his own word
by both the literate
apply it,
and the
Lord,
illiterate
to, all of our
to read, to understand,
and particularly
grasp
we pray
what
for
God
any
was saying to them was going to be lifted.
Do not know Christ, who
are unsure,
and the result would be joy.
Position with regard to Christ.
Verse 19, the humble also,
O Lord, that they
can
might
increase their joy
in the Lord.
They might believe,
and the poor
him.
Among men shall rejoice.
Not just about him,
the Holy One.
Of believe right into him.
Now,
and take his word to be that which it is.
Some
the word of God.
Bible commentators, they limit the scope of these words to
oh Lord, we pray.
The historical Lord, events that were seen to take place in
the
life
glory
of
your name. Oh Lord, hear our
especially
hear our
which I've already mentioned.
Hear our prayers, not just
defeat in chapter
for
37.
Ourselves, we think, Lord,
Jerusalem
the
seemed destined to fall, but
in
not
our
into
country
being.
And throughout this world tonight. without however, God and without hope.
These words most definitely
hear the prayers of your people, Lord.
They bring them to Him. A vision, we're told, at verse
who will 11. Fulfill not just their present
and
hopes,
a vision that encompasses God's every hope for the future.
The deaf every shall hear that men and blind in their sin can never have.
See.
Does that sins forgiven.
Ring any bells?
Eternal life.
Does that remind you of anything?
Of knowing God.
Here's a change.
Of knowing Christ.
A miraculous change wrought by God.
Spending eternity with Him. Oh, Lord, hear us, we pray.
Lord, I contend
by the one word, Lord,
who would set up His kingdom.
Take away anything that's been of man. But, Father, that which has been of your Christ, may it find
the one who came, lodging remember, place in every heart.
For the kingdom of
may
heaven
it broad bring forth
at hand
much fruit
his ministry
to the glory.
Do you remember what Jesus said to those disciples of John?
Ask it for Jesus' sake.
I remember they were a little concerned. Was he the Messiah? Was he the one who was due to come? And he sent his disciples, didn't he, to the Lord Jesus? And they asked the question, are you the coming one? Or do we look for another? And Jesus replied in Luke chapter 7 and verse 22, go tell John the things you have seen and heard. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor or the humble have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Wonderful. Wonderful. But men not only had their sight restored physically and their hearing restored, they were restored spiritually. And the book, the Word of God, the Scriptures, previously a closed book to them, would become full of light. And gone would be all the formality, as the Holy Spirit gave them spiritual light. No more drawing near with their mouths. No more honoring God with their lips alone. You see, God would do a marvelous thing. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ said, didn't he? You shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. So yes, the words in Isaiah have application to events that were to occur in Old Testament history. I don't deny that. But they are most definitely not confined to them. They point to a day when all the ruthless oppressors of God's people will be silenced. When the terrible one we read is brought to nothing, verse 22. Jacob shall not now be ashamed. And verse 23, they will hallow my name and hallow the Holy One of Jacob and fear the God of Israel. And also you note, those who erred in spirit will come to understanding. So here was a message for God's people in Isaiah's day. See, why turn away from God? Why turn away from his living word? Why turn to these other nations and their idols when they had this glorious future promised them by their covenant-keeping God, by God who cannot lie? Why do this? What were they doing? We look back and we think, well, what were they doing? But we need not only to look back, we need to look to ourselves. What are we doing when we turn aside? What are we doing when we find as Christians our hearts being captivated by those things that draw us away from the Word of God and from the living God? What are we doing? What kind of folly, what kind of madness is this? Trust God. Trust God. He cannot fail you. Thy word is truth, said the Saviour.
Cleave to the word, keep the end in sight. And then if you're listening and you've not as yet ever had your eyes opened, if for you this morning, this Bible, the Word of God, it is a closed book still, and you're living this futile life without God and without hope, what about you? Well, there's hope for you. There's hope for you. But I have to tell you this. You will only find it in the Bible. You will only find it in the Word of God. Because this is where God speaks. And it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole of Scripture, Old and New Testament, points us. As the Spirit of the living God opens our blind eyes to see who he is and what he has done and the kingdom that he has opened up. But he opened up there at Calvary, where he bore his people's sins upon the cross. So here's a question for you. What is the Bible to you? What is God's word to you this morning? Honestly, is it a closed book? Is it dry and dusty and you don't get anything out of it? Or is it the word of the living God? Is it the word of God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? Is it the word which speaks to you of your Lord and your Saviour, of God's greatest gift? Do you know him? Have you trusted him? Do you worship him? In other words, coming back to the end of Isaiah here, this chapter, do you have the God-given faith which marked Abraham and Jacob and all the patriarchs? Do you have that God-given faith which marks both Jew and Gentile, all of God's people? If not, seek God in his word. John Wesley said this. Don't often quote John Wesley, but why not? He said, I want to know one thing. What's the one thing he wanted to know? I want to know one thing, he said, the way to heaven. God himself has condescended to teach the way. He has written it down in a book. And John Wesley said that, this, oh, give me that book. Oh, give me that book. At any price, give me the book of God. My dear friend, unsaved friend, do not remain in a deep sleep. Sleepwalking to a lost eternity. Your eyes may be closed now. You may be in darkness spiritually, but the living God can open your eyes. And you may too, you too may yet praise God for his amazing grace to you, as many of us do who are listening to this message. And we can sing from the heart of old John Newton, the converted slave trader. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. May it be so. May you yet be one who reveres, who
hallows God's holy name. The Holy One, the God of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who reveres and hallows his name because you really know him and you serve him and you live for him. And one day you will see him, your own Lord and your own personal Saviour. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We praise you, Lord. It's a word of life. We thank you, Lord, that that word is still being preached and proclaimed today. Pray, Lord, that you would anoint your own word. May it come to people's hearts, Lord, with the dew of heaven upon it. And may blind eyes be opened. May the deaf hear. And may they put their trust in the living God. Lord, we pray for your word as it's read. We pray, Lord, as Christians. Lord, may it never become just a chore, just a routine. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit himself would help us as we seek to learn more of God, as we press on towards glory. So, Lord, bless us, we pray. And again, Lord, we do commend to you all who are suffering this day, all those who have been struck down, Lord, by this virus. We commend all such to you. We pray, Lord, that you be gracious to them. We pray, Lord, that we might hear of those who have put their trust in Christ. We pray for those, Lord, who've heard the gospel in those circumstances, and perhaps, Lord, now have a temporary respite. You've raised them up. May they not forget your goodness to them. Pray, Lord, they might turn to the book. They might seek you. And that, Lord, you would reveal yourself to them, even as you have done to us. So hear us, Lord, be with us, we pray, for the remaining hours of this day. And as we meet again this evening, may we, though in peculiar circumstances, know your presence in a marked and very precious way. For we ask these mercies with the forgiveness for our many sins in our Saviour's precious name. Amen.